Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. You may be seated. Now you may find this hard to believe, but I really do not like it when things are out of my control. Of course, I understand that certain things are beyond my scope of control. I'm not really a control freak per se. But there are certain things that I really like to have a handle on. For instance, if I take on a task, I like to be fairly certain that there's going to be some kind of successful outcome. And of course, that success is defined by me. I don't want to put forth a lot of efforts towards things that might not work, things that may fail. Now, as a father, I also like to be able to control the way my kids act in certain situations. And yet, to my dismay, sometimes my kids act in negative ways that frustrate and upset me. The truth is, I can't control them. I can't. I can't dictate the outcome of their lives either. They are their own people. They're something totally different than what I would have expected, but much to my delight. I can't make them believe what I believe. I can't make them value what I value. I just can't do it. I wish I could. And even if it were possible for me to do all of the right things, if it was possible for me to say all of the right things and do everything perfectly, you know, it's still possible that my kids could rebel. This is frustrating, especially since I know that I am very far from perfect. I am not the perfect father. My temper gets the best of me. I don't set the best example in all situations. And I find myself having to confess my sin to God, my wife, and my children on a daily basis. I find it hard to control my own life, let alone the lives of my children. Jesus said the kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground. He sleeps, rises, night and day. The seed sprouts and grows. He knows not how. Talk about a frustrating, out of control job. The job of a farmer. I was a pastor in a rural farming community. And I witnessed firsthand frustration and stress of those who work super hard in an uncontrollable situation. I would see families spend hundreds of thousands of dollars in hopes of making $30,000 to $50,000 a year payout on the other side. And there were years that I saw everything go to ruin, with great losses being the net of all of their hard work. They scattered seed, they watered, they took out the weeds, they did all that they could that was in their control. But they couldn't provide the perfect weather. And even if they irrigated, they couldn't control when all of a sudden the normally dry land of Montana comes to a point where it's flooded in those places where they have to irrigate. Farming is not a recommended vocation for anybody who likes to be in control. It's just not. And Jesus said the kingdom of God is like sowing seed into the ground. And just as God alone knows how he creates and gives us our daily bread, he alone knows how he creates faith and sustain saving faith for the people in his kingdom. We can't control the outcome of the seed that is sown. This is under God's control alone. We do, however, know by God's revelation that His word is the seed that's scattered on the ground. We also know that the sower does what? Sows. Just as farmers take part in God's giving of our daily bread, we thank God for our daily bread, don't we? A farmer takes part. I saw lots of farmers sow wheat in the fall and in the spring. But yet we thank God for this, in which farmers take part. And just as the farmers take part, you take part. You take part in sowing the seed of God's word in your daily vocations. Let me give you a quick example. The Small Catechism says at the start of each chief part, the chief parts are the Ten Commandments, the Apostles' Creed, the Lord's Prayer, baptism, the Lord's Supper, confession. These are the main things that flow from Christ or Jesus' death and resurrection. But it says at the beginning of each of these chief parts, it says, as the head of the family should teach it to the household. What is this asking us to do? This teaching, it's a sowing, if you will. So as the head of the household is to sow the seed. This is how you're to apply God's word in the lives of those people that are under your care. I have my son walking around saying, we don't want to hurt or harm our neighbor in his body, do we, Dad? I said, that's right, we don't. He says, that's why you shouldn't give me a spanking. But it's being sown into his life, the word of God. He knows that Jesus died and rose again for him. I pray that he holds on to that all the days of his life. I can't control it. I can't. But I can sow it. I can take part in that. I can't control my kids. I can't control how they receive the word, but I can share it with them. I can't make them obey the Ten Commandments, but I can confess my sin to them where I have broken those commandments. And when they break the commandments, I can share with them the forgiveness that Jesus earned for them on his cross. I can even share it with them before they even ask. I can say Jesus paid for that sin. I can't make them believe it. I can't make them produce fruit. I can't make them be members of the kingdom of God that Jesus works, earned and created. But I can share with them the kingdom of God through teaching them the love of God in Christ Jesus. As long as they're willing to hear it, I can sow it. The same is true, believe it or not, for myself. I'm ground that receives that seed. But after, I couldn't make myself believe it. But once the Holy Spirit has called and gathered, enlightened me by his gifts, now, as a child of God, I can put myself in situations where I hear it. I can come to church. I can read the Bible. I can pray to God by the Holy Spirit to create in me a clean heart, to renew a right spirit within me. I can ask the Lord to sanctify me by the word that I read so that it produces fruit. And what I mean by that is that it makes me love my neighbor. I don't naturally love my neighbor. I don't always feel all that loving towards my kids, believe it or not. If you're a parent, you believe it. But I can ask God to change me. I know it's not right to be putting me first. I know that from the Word. I can ask God to create in me a clean heart, a heart that lays down my life as Jesus laid down His life for me. You see, Jesus is the heart of the seed that we know as the Word of God. When Jesus opened the minds of the disciples to understand the Scriptures, the whole Scriptures boiled down to 3 days. That the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise. And that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in His name to all nations. That's the heart of the seed. And Jesus, and we read in the Old Testament lesson, maybe you were like, well, that doesn't make any sense. But Jesus is the spring. From the lofty top of the cedar, He was plucked off and He was set out. And He was planted on a high and lofty mountain, a mountain known as Calvary. That's where He was planted into the ground. And He alone has the branches bearing from them the fruit of His love. And His cross of death has its fulfillment. And for us, that cross of death, it becomes a tree of life. He who seemed so insignificant, like a mustard seed, Jesus, now towers as shelter for all who would receive Him. When He was buried in a tomb, He was despised and rejected by men. He was one seed that was planted into the ground. He was as insignificant as a small, tiny, minuscule mustard seed in the empire of Rome. And yet, on the last day, all the world will recognize Him as the one who is the greatest of all in this garden known as the earth. He is the only shade and shelter that there is from the wrath of God, from punishment for sin. He not only shelters, but He allows us to eat the fruit that flows from His life. It's true. In this life, we are not as in control as we think that we are. Or, if we know we're out of control, we know we're not as in control as we would like to be. We are like the field in need of seed. We are like the hired hand of the farmer who is sowing his seed. We can take a handful of God's word and seek to share it with those that we meet in our various vocations through the way that we treat them, through the words that we speak. We can't control how our children act, but we can let them know that Jesus came into this world because God so loves them. We can let them know that God, who created them, also shed His blood to save them from their sin. And we can pray like all of the farmers that I ever met in Montana. We can pray that this seed that was sown would take root and bear abundant fruit. In the name of Jesus, amen.